You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
The Naho Birthing Centre in Mangere has closed a huge health gap for local communities, but the centre is facing closure this year after funding cuts. The government has announced funding opportunities, but they are not reaching Naho. I spoke to new mum Rebecca Kingi about why the centre is so important for the community and why it faces closure.
I started the petition because I recently received care at Naho, and so my son, he's now 13 weeks old, and I just found the care was just so exceptional. I'm a first-time mum, no idea what I was doing, and it's a vulnerable time in your life. So I had my antenatal and postnatal care there, and I just felt that it was a completely safe environment, completely culturally appropriate and friendly. My husband, Woodamoo, was able to stay with me and be with me the whole time. He came to a lot of our antenatal appointments as well as able to stay with me after I'd had my little boy. And when I heard that the centre was facing imminent closure, myself and a few other local mums just were so, I guess, concerned that this service wouldn't be available to our community, and we wanted to demonstrate how needed it actually is here, and we felt that a petition was an effective way to do that. And sure enough, within a week we had, you know, almost 9,000 signatures. So there's a real need in this community, and the community has made it really clear that we want Naho to remain open.
So Naho predominantly serves Māori and Pacifica women who face inequity in our healthcare system generally. Is places like Naho changing this?
I genuinely think so. And I think the Naho's been open for nearly 5 years. It's a brand new facility that, you know, was set up in, I think it was 2019, where at the time research had been commissioned by the Monaco DHB. And this research found that one of the issues facing women who live close to Middlemore and its surrounding suburbs is that there is no local primary birthing unit, with some mothers having to travel more than 20 kilometres to access the nearest unit. This is not expected to change until a primary birthing unit is available locally. So what it was finding, this is the government bone research, that actually there was a huge need in our local area for a birthing unit, but not just any birthing unit, a birthing unit that actually served the needs of the mothers and whānau locally. And Naho was set up by a private foundation in the same year, and it has just, you know, been a really safe haven for many women and many babies in those early years. And because of the geographical distance to accessing other safe or other healthcare providers, there are other birthing units in South Auckland, but they are a really far distance away and they are just not accessible to this community. Or you're left with Middlemore Hospital as an option. And there's just been a huge amount of research that's shown that actually if a safe, healthy birth can happen in a primary birthing unit, then there are so many more positive outcomes for mothers. Also, we know how important it is for there to be positive support around mamas and babies in the first 2,000 days of a baby's life. So that includes pregnancy. And that includes having accessible healthcare. And if there isn't anything locally available, then actually a lot of the vulnerable communities and population wouldn't be in a position to access support. And we're going to be having, you know, unable to avoid some of those statistics that we don't want to see, which is inequitable health experiences and more risk to the current mother and Māori babies and mothers. So there is a huge need, and Naho has absolutely filled that. And I guess what's really concerning to our community is we're not asking the government to come up with a solution for the need here. One actually already exists. We're just asking to ensure its survival.
Naho has clearly had huge community benefits. So what is the issue? Why is it at risk of closure?
The main reason is ongoing funding. So it was set up by a private foundation, and which I guess, you know, in the first place, we as a country, it's not a sustainable solution for private foundations to have to set up primary and essential antenatal care in the first place. But, you know, luckily that generosity did exist in this case. However, that that funding can't continue indefinitely. And initially, the funding was due to stop at the end of June. It's managed to be extended to the end of the year. But at that point, unless we have public funding come through, the centre will close. And so it's an ongoing financial issue. And I guess we, we know now that there is money available. So last week, the government announced $74 million of money being injected into specifically Māori and Pasifika community-based programs around maternity care, as well as specific maternity equipment for hospitals. And it's very concerning, I guess, that even with this injection of money, we still don't have a commitment to support NAHO and fund NAHO. And I guess given that we have an evidence base that the centre is required, and now we know there's financial allocation for it, we're saying as a community to the government, please partner with us on this. We need the centre. It's an essential centre to give our babies the best shot at life, really.
So the petition's still ongoing. Is signing the petition the best way to show support?
Signing the petition would be so helpful. So absolutely calling to your listeners if they can take, 30 seconds of their day. And I'm just calling, I guess, anybody that has a passion for social justice, a passion for health equality, for making sure that actually we are making decisions, political decisions, financial decisions that are based on the needs of community, that align with the desires and wants of the community when they speak, and also that are evidence-based. And that is the case in this situation. And so if you could sign the petition and share with your network, that would be incredibly appreciated. And I think what is also just so exciting about this campaign, it's literally just a group of families, of mums and dads, who are going about their day, working, looking after their kids. And they've said, no, we really need this place to stay open. So we're rallying together. And then, of course, the support of our local midwives, who have also really want the centre to stay open so they can continue to care. Absolutely. Please sign this petition. Please share with your networks, and we would really, really appreciate it.
Is there anything else you think the community should know about why saving this birthing centre is so important?
I think if we think about long-term as well, what's best for New Zealanders, if we can have positive investment in young children and babies and families at the very outset of life, we're just setting people up for success. We're setting generations of Kiwis up for success. And actually, I think the question for us is not what is it going to cost to fund NAHO, but what's it going to cost not to fund the centre. I think the other really exciting thing is this centre is a really forward-thinking and great evidence-based example of how healthcare can look when it's based around the needs of whānau, when it's based around a culturally appropriate model, and the success of that. And it's just such a shame that we would lose the opportunity to continue to evidence when we do healthcare well, how positive and impactful that can be by just resorting to kind of old models. And I think it's a real potential for a lost opportunity here. And again, which is why we're just really calling for the community to support this.
That was Rebecca Kingi on the closure of the NAHO Birthing Centre. The petition can still be signed at our.actionstation.org.nz.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.